Yeah, Reclaim the Night first began on the 12th of November, 1977, so 48 years ago. At that time, women in Leeds had been told to kind of stay at home for their own safety during the night because, but at that point, 12 women had been murdered across Yorkshire, so they were told to stay at home for their own safety. And those women kind of basically decided to reclaim the night to say, we will not be put under curfew and locked away whilst the perpetrator was still out on the streets. And they were also, protesting a larger web of misogyny and oppression and violence that they were facing at the time. And so we at the Women's Centre Cornwall have continued Reclaim the Night. This will be our 21st annual Reclaim the Night event in Cornwall. So we continue what they started to honour that legacy and to continue honouring the lives of women and girls across the UK and beyond.
And just give me the context of where you think we are in 2025 as far as the issues that women and girls are facing, not just here in the UK, but around the world, and why these vigils and these events are important.
Yeah, I mean, the statistics and the lived experience of women and girls really show us that we're living with an epidemic of violence against women and girls that shows itself in so many different ways. In the UK, we know that 97% of young women have been sexually harassed or assaulted on the streets of this country, and that 6.5 million women in England and Wales have been raped. And globally, one in three women will experience some form of sexual or domestic abuse in her lifetime. There's many different ways in which this epidemic is manifesting across the world. South Africa has just declared violence against women a national disaster. Italy has just had to create a new crime of femicide because of the rates of the murder of women. And we also see, these astounding rates of misogyny and violence and harassment of women online. So that's something that we're really focusing on as part of the event this year is digital and online abuse. We know that 98% of deep fake content, for example, is pornographic, and 99% of people depicted in it are women, often without their consent. And yeah, just an astounding scale of violent pornography that boys often first access at the average age of 13. So yeah, there's many different ways that violence against women and girls is continuing to grow, and that's why we will continue to show up to have our voices heard and yeah, to share the realities of survivors.
And because of that backtrack globally, just talk me through the event, what happens on the night, and how that relates to what goes on. Because I know there's a vigil, isn't there, under March.
Yeah, we will be inviting people to join us for the vigil, in which we'll be speaking the names of the 101 women whose lives have been taken across the UK over the last year. So we'll be speaking their names to honour them. We'll be having candles and an art display, and there'll be live music and speeches and spoken word poetry from women within the Women's Centre community. We'll also have a dance performance, and then that leads us into the Women's March through Nikki. And so we invite anyone and everyone to join us for the vigil and the performances. Women, men, children, dogs, and then the march itself is women only. So yeah.
And I know in the past when we've spoken about this very event, you've said that men are part of this and part of the solution. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we can't end violence against women and girls without men as active allies, without men also kind of, yeah, taking real tangible action. And part of that could look like men joining us at Reclaim the Night to hear the stories of survivors and to hear the reality of this epidemic. And so we really encourage them to stand by our sides, really, and to be involved in this movement because we really need that.